You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White. The Cal Poly Research Pier in Avila Beach is open to the public this Saturday as part of a biannual open house. KCBX reporter Clara Knapp explains what the event offers for both students and the local coastal communities.
When you first step onto the pier, you can barely see the research facility a half mile away.
It is unique. I don't think that there's another structure like it along the entire west coast of the United States.
Dean Wendt is the director of the Cal Poly Center for Coastal Marine Sciences.
Things that people need to do on a ship sometimes can be done right from the end of our pier. Last year, about 1,200 students took a coursework out at the pier.
The pier was donated by UniCal, now Chevron, back in 2001 as a way to avoid the cost of dismantling it. It costs thousands of dollars a year to maintain and is funded by a combination of a $3 million endowment from Chevron, grant, and state money. Because it used to be an oil transfer pier, it is perfect for marine research.
It sits in very deep water, and it has industrial-grade capacity. And what that does for our program and our students is it provides a conduit to the ocean.
Pier Facilities Operations Manager Thomas Moylan says that a seawater system installed at the end of the pier is what enables students to work on their projects and research that can't easily be done on campus.
We're drawing water up from about 25 feet deep. That's nice, cold, fresh ocean water. And then it comes into our tank room area where people can use the seawater to run their experiments.
These tanks are full of marine life that visitors at Open House will have the opportunity to see and touch. While most of the research is done here, Moylan says that Cal Poly students have traveled around the world for their projects.
We've had students go all the way from the Arctic to the Antarctic, Caribbean. For sure, most of the projects are local. Anywhere from Pismo Beach up towards Big Sur.
Cal Poly senior Jenny Green will be at the open house this Saturday, helping out at a booth.
It's a really cool opportunity to see how our marine biology program is growing. Through the program, we do a lot of work, a lot of research that benefits the local coastal communities.
About 1,000 people usually attend open house. They walk down to the end of the pier and can see displays students have put together, including a diving booth where visitors can put on a scuba mask and breathe underwater, remotely operated vehicles, and screens that show live feeds from divers in the water. Senior biology major Connor Healy says while the event is a way to showcase what marine biology students are doing, it is also an opportunity for visitors to simply learn more about their local coast.
The pier event is not just to show the community our research programs that we have at the moment, but more to show the community things about the ocean itself.
First-year graduate student Paul Carvalho has worked on a project developing non-toxic paint for boats and says that open house is an opportunity for kids to learn.
A lot of students are doing research that pertains to our coast here. It's really important for kids to be exposed to scientific research at a young age.
Pier manager Thomas Moylan says that opening the pier up to the public is important because we are all affected by the health of the oceans.
We live here on the ocean. 75% of the people in the world live within a mile of a coastline. The oceans are part of our world. People are innately interested in them. Most of the oxygen we breathe comes from the ocean.
According to Dean Wendt, open house is a chance for people to learn about how ocean research affects them.
We take very seriously trying to do work that's important to solving problems that the community thinks about.
The open house events are free and open to everyone. This is Clara Knapp, KCBX News.